For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. It may be winter now, but big plans are being made for this summer for a once-in-a-lifetime event in the Palmetto State, a total solar eclipse. On August 21st, the moon will completely block the sun. Its shadow will extend from Oregon to South Carolina. The last time it happened in the state's capital was 1918, said Kelly Barbary of the Midlands Authority for Conventions, Sports, and Tourism.
And it's the first time that it's crossing through the continental U.S. in almost 100 years. So it's a big deal. And then it's a big deal for Columbia because we're the third largest city in the United States that is in the path of totality.
The path of totality is that roughly 70-mile-wide shadow crossing the nation in which the eclipse will be total. On the edges of that path, a partial eclipse will be seen. Tom Falvey, curator of science at the South Carolina State Museum, described the darkness that will occur for about 2.5 minutes during the eclipse.
It is like night, except the one thing that you can see that you can never see, you can see edge features of the sun. So if there's any activity around the sun, you get to see all of the stuff that's going on around the edges of the sun. And you can do that with the naked eye during that period of totality.
As one of the main viewing sites in the nation, Columbia is preparing activities for the event. The museum will have special planetarium shows, observatory activities, and more. Also, restaurants, a ballpark, and Lake Murray plan special events to entertain large crowds, Barbary said.
NASA has indicated that 1 million visitors could come to the state of South Carolina, and we are expecting a good many of those in Columbia because of our location along the path of totality. We have already heard from our hotel community that reservations are already being booked, some of which are from international travelers. People are traveling from Europe. They know that we are one of the best places to watch this eclipse.
Falvey said caution must be used when looking at the sun, and steps are being taken so people can view the eclipse in safety.
Anytime you look at the sun, you obviously have all kinds of potential for damage long-term and even blindness to your eyes. So there are very special glasses that are made that are not sunglasses. They are very, very special glasses that blot out nearly all of the sun's rays, but you can still see the glowing orb.
These special glasses will be distributed widely for the event, said Falvey, who said that it is safe to view the eclipse without them only when the sun is 100% covered by the moon.
So the big difference between a total solar eclipse and even a 99% eclipse is that if 1% of the sun is visible, it is still 10,000 times too bright for you to view. So in other words, a total solar eclipse can be viewed with the naked eye when the sun is completely blocked by the moon, whereas you never can take those glasses off if you are not in the total eclipse path.
Solar eclipses occur about every 18 months, Falvey said, but rarely across so large a landmass as North America because most of the Earth's surface is ocean. Another fact to keep in mind, said Falvey, is to...
Remember, the shadow is traveling at 1,000 miles an hour. This is something amazing to think about. So when you think about traveling from Oregon to South Carolina in 3 hours, I mean, that's about 1,000 miles an hour is the way it works out.
Barbary said the city has prepared a website to help guide people to activities around the eclipse.
TotalEclipseColumbiaSC.com is the website, and you can click on and sort by whether you want a family-friendly event, a viewing party, something with food and beverage, and figure out your game plan for the whole weekend.
And what if it rains? Barbary said people will still experience the darkness, and there are enough activities planned to assure that the city's tourists will enjoy themselves. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.